We would like to acknowledge the traditional owners and custodians of the land on which we record this podcast, the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. We pay our respects to Indigenous elders past, present and emerging, and extend that respect to any First Nations people who are listening today. Sovereignty has never been ceded. It always was and always will be Aboriginal land.
Hi.
Welcome back, one and all. Hello.
It's just one.
It's okay. Please introduce yourself and your pronouns.
Hi, kia ora. My name is Lola Blades. My pronouns are they, them.
Your credentials, please.
Miss Drag Queen New Zealand 2016. Miss International Queen 2016. Queen of All Stars 2017. Miss Fierce Taranaki 2018. Miss Gay Supreme 2018. And that's only the first place titles.
Oh! Well, as you reminded me, you were technically the first place drag queen in
yes.
House of Drag season one because the winner was a drag king.
Yes, mama. First place drag queen.
That's right.
Also first place from Auckland.
Oh, wow. And that's a scene. Auckland. That's a very big scene as we're learning. runner-up of House of Drag season one when Miss Keita Mean and Anita Wiglet themselves decided to dub you runner-up, and but you're not a runner-up in my heart, that's for sure. And the heart that I'm speaking to belongs to me, Reese. Hi, hello there. Hi, hello. My name's Reese, and I am the host of this podcast that has been AWOL for quite some time, actually. Last time we did this was... Nope, can't remember. I think it was episode 7, maybe? Maybe. No, did we do Daytona Wind? I don't think we did Daytona Wind. The sequel. The sequel. The thing that never should have existed.
Ooh,
yeah. Hello, Danny Trejo. I don't know. What was that? It was so funny.
Oh my goodness, the guy from The Flash.
I knew him as the guy from Spy Kids.
Oh yeah, true. Wasn't he on a CSI?
Maybe.
Something, NCIS, he's, maybe.
He's had a very illustrious career.
Yeah, yeah.
How dare we pigeonhole him to one role? No, what a season. It was so incredible that I decided to stop doing this podcast for a bit.
Speechless.
Literally. You know, I didn't just have filler done on my forehead this week. This was the season for filler. This was the season for filler.
I wanted to make that joke.
Too bad. Here I am. Welcome one and all. This is Not Another Drag Race podcast, the premier drag race podcast of the land down under. We are talking all things RuPaul's Drag Race season 15, and we're doing it for the first time in forever because we're coming to the end of the season, and that makes me happy. So... welcome one and all. I'm really, really happy that people, if you're still subscribed, thank you very much. If you're still paying attention to the Insta or whatever, thank you very much. And thank you just in general for being awesome people. I get the feeling, I'm going to be honest with you, Lols. I get the feeling that people who listen to this pod are not the kind of people who contribute such negativity to a TV show that they have to devote an entire segment of the reunion talking about the fans of this TV show being horrific and abusive towards them. I think this audience is bloody awesome.
Yeah.
And so...
Do we get hate in the comments?
Why not? Bring it on.
You know what? I'm going to put some in there.
Go for it. Thanks. Yeah. I appreciate that. I actually would. It's apparently what makes for good engagement these days. That's why we're doing this, right? Seriously, what the fuck is with this season?
Oh my God.
Have the fans literally like legitimately lost their fucking minds?
I fucking must be under a bridge because, well.
You're under a silo.
Who hasn't fucked under a bridge? Let's be real.
I actually have.
The question remains. I don't use Twitter for that. No. So I don't see it.
Do I follow you all, by the way?
You fucking better not.
I think I do.
I don't think you do.
Well, I got rid of my Twitter, by the way. If anyone was following me on Twitter, I know some of you were because I got tweets about the pod sometimes. Apologies, I got rid of it. But I do still have my alt, which is now my main. But I don't post on it. There's a difference, okay?
Yeah.
But
hate
in
the fandom.
Hate in the fandom.
Yes.
I got to be honest, girl. It's partially why I stopped doing the pod. I'm not going to lie. This season, yeah, I wasn't liking it. And as soon as I stopped doing the pod, we had awful acting challenge. Lip sync Lollapalooza, which was...
not again.
Bullshit. Absolute bullshit. Fucking, what was it? The 50-50
The one with the interviews.
The interviews, which was the worst episode I've ever seen in my life. Worst. Absolute worst. I really do. We'll get into it, guys. But Lucy, I'm whatever about her. But the fact she didn't win that episode, she was the only decent one amongst them.
Okay, overall, do you like Lucy?
No opinion.
Oh, snap.
No opinion. Honestly, I vouch for her as a queen who is out there doing her thing on this TV show that all queens, well, not all queens, but plenty of queens aspire to do for the sake of their career and their art form, which they're all very good at. Otherwise, they wouldn't be there. Except for Princess Poppy. AKA Rebecca Glasscock.
Okay, that was amazing.
That was so good though. What did you make of the edit that Lucy got this season? That was the big obvious thing, by the way. She didn't need to say it. We all knew.
Say what?
We could see the edit.
I actually relate a lot to Lucy being generic. Being generic. And that's not necessarily a bad thing though.
No, it's not necessarily
bad. And when she tells like her backstory and like where she's from, generic is still groundbreaking.
Yeah.
It's still pushing boundaries. And it's like, just because it's not like alt and quirky doesn't mean that it's any less valid.
Mm-hmm. And just because a TV show, one particular season that was cast for a TV show, isn't giving you the kind of flowers that it's giving other queens doesn't mean you're not deserving of said flowers.
Right.
I think she did she did a good job on the show. She won, what, 3 challenges and 2 mains, as she kept reminding us?
Yeah, I was like, stop counting your minis.
Very Alaska energy. But while we're on the subject of Lucy, this was a huge thing in the reunion, by the way. We are going to talk reunion, but we are going to talk like whole season because we did miss it.
I can't believe you haven't said that we're going to let loose yet. You missed it.
Miss doesn't pay attention to social media. But you know that. All right. Okay, fine. Let's let loose. How about that? There we go. Yes. We're letting loose. Like my asshole. As I got my hemorrhoids checked this week. But.
Whoa.
It's up for the people to decide if that was a joke.
Just a quick segue into 2 months celibate. Hey.
Wow. Good for you.
By choice.
Mine is not. So, speaking of the fandom popping off, they lost the amount of absolute diametric switching that has happened from a few weeks ago till now. The infamous moment where Rue looked snatched, by the way, when Rue asked who should go home tonight and why. To the top 6. Rue looked great that episode. Really great. Props to your mother. But
Mother Raven.
True. Who apparently would have probably won season 2 if Michelle Visage has been there. Did you hear about that?
Why? What was that?
Oh, because King James went on that fucking thing where the white twink just acts like a brick wall interviewing drag queens on YouTube and said that Michelle hated Tyra and Michelle, if she kept saying if she were there judging that season, she wouldn't have won and Raven would have because she should have and blah, blah, blah.
Work.
It's so funny to me that queens are still caring about this shit. It's so, I'm sorry, no offense to James, but honestly.
And Jen should have won a challenge.
And Jen should have won a challenge. Why was she safe?
Why was Nina not Blac Chyna?
Oh.
Throwback.
Shangela was robbed.
Yeah.
No, she wasn't.
She was.
No, she wasn't.
Oh, come on.
No, she wasn't.
Get out.
No, she wasn't.
Fuck off.
We'll argue this all the time. I will happily argue this to my grave. She wasn't fucking robbed. well, wait, where's the... Oh, thanks. Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah, you better edit around that.
Won't now. too bad. Now, who should go home tonight and why? The fact that I had to bring this up at the reunion was so good to me because it was the only moment I was looking forward to be honest with you.
Right.
It was the only moment. Lux, as we all know, fully went down the line and said, well, everyone's great because of this, this, this. They're great at this. This is a skill they really have that should be celebrated. And Lucy is exceptional at what she does. However, It's a little more on the generic side. To which Lucy was very upset. She did say at the reunion, you could have just stopped at generic, but you kind of dug the knife in a little bit and she was, okay. Yeah. I get that, but okay. Here's what I'm going to say about this. Tell me if you agree. It was not as bad as she was making it out to be. I think Lux, I believe her when she said she just started speaking and that's what came out.
Sure.
She didn't preempt. She didn't plan like sugar and spice every single word that came out of her mouth.
Well, they didn't really plan what came out of their mouths either. Well, they didn't watch Snatch Game.
Well, because it's improv Shambles. And they can't fucking handle it.
And the picture to the says a thousand.
Did you catch? Everyone was fucking loving Spice speaking another language at the reunion because she got so flustered when Rue asked her a basic question. Yeah, that's because she was forced to answer a question she didn't plan for. That's what happened. She can't speak. Yeah. Fucking, I hate them. I really didn't enjoy them. I am that person who will. You'll know at this point if you've been listening to the pod for a while. I am that bitch who is a fan of this show and wants all the queens to do well. And I want to celebrate queer artists. Sugar and Spice are literally just basic ass clones bred for Drag Race who have served their purpose. It wasn't a decent one, but they served the purpose and now they're done. Goodbye.
Ooh, snap.
Bye.
Come on, Irene Dubois.
You're welcome.
Anyway, weren't we talking about Lux?
Lux, I'm sorry. I think what she did was fantastic television.
Yeah.
And that's the name of the game. I think her and Mistress were doing that all season.
And managed to find redeeming qualities about Selena Estides.
Yes. Congratulations on the golden boot, by the way, Selena. Would you have given it to Selena or Marsha for that tie-dye?
You could have given it to Selena for any fucking runway.
Damn.
Oh, Marsha and the tie-dye. What?
What? I know.
Is she too young for tie-dye?
I don't know, but she's... I forgot all about it. And then they showed it on the toot and boot thing. And I was like, oh no.
She's like the dopey version of Gigi Good though, right?
Oh my God. Yeah. Like even younger. An even younger, dopier. Oh, sorry. I thought you were talking about
Gigi was smart. Yeah.
Oh no.
And then Marsha was the dopey one. Yeah.
I thought you said Marsha's name was Gigi Smart. Like it should be Gigi Smart. Like, yeah, she's working it. Can't wait to meet her at Dragon.
I'm going to play to my privilege being a white queen and not getting dragged by the white twinks.
Oh my God. Well, that's the thing. Can we move into, I really do feel like Lux got the response that she got now because people were gunning for Lucy because she got that shit edit. And now it's the reunion and she's speaking her mind. People are like, look at Lucy. I saw the amount of comments I saw of Lukey
Ledusa.
Lucy was getting all these people saying she handled that conversation with Lux at the reunion with such grace and class. And I was like,
which one had grace and class? Sorry.
Lucy.
Okay. Yeah. Fair. Yeah.
My brain went, oh, is that how we're framing this? She's got class and grace. Does that mean Lux doesn't?
Oh, yeah, I see what you mean.
First of all, Naomi said worse things about Lucy LaDuca on the fucking pit stop than Lux said on the show.
Right.
Let's just be honest about that. Put a thumb over her head, she looks like, did you get Trixie Mattel? Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Okay, yeah.
But... Lucy saying that was ingrained in her brain that Lux said all those things. It's not because she didn't say those things. Lucy was like, oh, you were saying that what I've done has already been done before. And she said, no, I never said that. And then Lucy said, oh, it's ingrained in my brain. Well, we didn't see that.
Blame it on the edit.
You the one who said it, bitch. So I'm just going to say I really don't really care enough about the situation to hate on Lucy. I don't have any reason to because I do believe the edit really gave her such a shit time. But she also said what she said.
What I would have liked to have seen.
Stop attacking Lux, please.
What I would have liked to have seen.
Unless you're about to attack Lux, don't tell me what you would have seen.
As Lucy says, hey, you made me feel like absolute shit.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than Lux going into a big explanation of what her intentions were, just say I'm sorry and just leave it.
I would have appreciated that too, yeah.
It just kept going and it was just like, you don't need to do this. You don't need to invalidate someone's feelings by telling them that they're feeling wrong.
That I agree with, yes.
And I just kind of felt like the whole time, like throughout the season and then the reunion, Lux was gaslighting.
In what was she saying that was gaslighting?
Well, it was just that she wasn't allowing a conversation to cut. She always kept wanting to see it go further. And I'm like, it didn't have to.
Or is that television?
I mean, sure.
I'm honestly just trying to think how much of it is Lux doing her job and how much of it is Lux being essentially representing how she genuinely feels.
In saying that, being outspoken and being able to give your side of the story, yes, it's important, but I think that the whole thing could have been thought about.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Do you think that's actually why it was the way it was? Because Lux didn't care enough to think about it. She wasn't bothered.
Yeah, a little too unbothered, maybe.
Too unbothered.
Yeah.
Hmm. I think that's definitely fair. And I totally agree. She probably should have just said sorry because I was waiting for it. Because she said, when she said, absolutely was not my intention. I didn't want to make you feel that way. I was anticipating the sorry. Didn't happen. Unlike last year, we eventually got a sorry out of Diet Betty. Eventually, toward Jasmine Masters. It had the entire argument had to take place for her to be like, I'm sorry. That's how I made you feel. And I was like, here we go.
It took me a while to think of who the fuck Diet Betty was. And then you said Jasmine Masters, not Jasmine Kennedy.
Oh,
right.
For fuck's sake. I love Jasmine Kennedy. I love her. I'm sorry.
So confused.
I'm sorry. Right, I can't wait to see her at DragCon.
Oh my God, throwback to Deja Sky. I forgot who she was.
Oh, word, yes. I love Deja. Hated her runways, but that's just me. And can I, by the way, while we're on that reunion moment.
You mean the Mistress Isabel Brooks hour?
The reunion era, yes.
To be fair, she got so much fucking cut.
She really did.
I think Jax, all that she said was boot.
literally though.
And every 7 minutes it's like, Mistress! I'm like, what?
She really did. Jax got nothing.
Not a damn thing.
Robin Fierce got more screen time.
Yeah.
Just need to say, let's just close this fucking book. Like I said, no hate toward Lucy LaDuca. I do think she was given an unfair edit. No hate toward Lux because I think she did exactly what she was supposed to do and she's fierce as fuck. Her runways this season were fantastic.
Oh gag. Yeah.
Fantastic. I'm still not over that design challenge.
The House with of Visage?
Yes.
Yeah. I rewatched that again today.
And the crystal, the crystallized one where she was like the ballerina fairy.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Little Tinkerbell moment.
Oh my God. It genuinely, she's so great. So, so great at that. And I would, again.
And she made it. Both of them.
Yeah. Like how, talent, yeah. That's what Drag Race is all about. Stop. That's drag. But multiple things can be true at the same time. But if I have to see one more person attack Lux for trying to invalidate Lucy's drag and try to attack her drag personally, when you're in the top six, which is what they were,
mm-hmm.
If you are pulling generic situations,
mm-hmm.
That's not good enough.
Mm.
It's the top six at the Olympics of drag, honey. You need to be better than generic. And you need to be better than that fucking, what was that, swimmer situation
the
she was?
Swamp thing.
Swamp thing needs to, yeah. Girl, I agreed with Lux 100%. But anyone who's saying that she was coming for her personally and trying to attack her drag, you'll realize that's what the show is, right? They critique their drag every week. They sit in the workroom and critique each other. They read each other. There's an entire challenge where they read each other. The judges read them positively and negatively every single week. That's the show. Stop trying to make it more of a bigger deal just because it's a queen that you don't particularly like or a queen that you do particularly like on the receiving end of it. It's not that deep. Shut the fuck up. You're ruining the show. Now, what else do you want to talk about?
Slay. Mistress.
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 What were you, did you think Mistress was just serving drag elegance? Like just, she was literally just serving drag. I'm a queen.
Yeah.
That, like last season, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She served cunt.
She really did.
Yeah, both ways.
She really did. I think she was incredibly smart switching up her approach towards Sugar and Spice because she knew, oh, I see what the show's doing here with these ones.
Well, it wasn't even that. I think that she got to know them as people and she was able to get past what you'd had. No.
Sorry.
Well, I actually quite adore them.
If I was in Mistress's position, I would have done the same thing, but I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm seeing a TV show and I know enough about how TV works and enough about how certain drag queens exist in the world, not because they love drag, but because they just want to put on makeup and be rich and famous, which is the new thing now, thanks to this TV show.
But weren't they already rich?
Oh, that's right. They're Nepo babies.
Yeah, they look like they were born into wealth.
Yeah. They don't need to actually work because they have perfect body weights, bone structures, and perfect skin and can...
Yeah.
Learn how to do makeup from YouTube tutorials and then just buy a bunch of clothes and wigs. Boom.
Work.
We're drag queens.
And that's pretty much what most drag is these days.
I miss when drag had an element of,
grunge.
Community. And not looking out for themselves, which is what I think Sugar and Spice is what I think Sugar and Spice are literally all about. That's what I say when I say they're bred for Drag Race. Yeah. They were bred for this show and nothing else. They've done the show. Good fucking luck trying to do anything else besides
exactly. Influencer. There's a lot of vanity within the younger generation of drag. Because it's like when I started drag, it wasn't cool. This is back when dating drag queens was like, and because it was so new and so weird and like, as Sasha was saying, fringe.
Yeah.
It meant that you really had to educate yourself on so many things and you didn't have a choice but to be an activist if you were going to do it. You had to understand what the difference between a drag queen, crossdresser, transsexual, transgender, all those things, in order to be able to help explain yourself as well as care for the rest of your community. Mm-hmm. Because you relied on your community to be the ones that came and support your shows because the straights weren't going to come watch.
No, they won't.
No. And I think that the kids these days... Oh, my God, the kids, I'm that girl.
Oh, girl, TikTok. TikTok made me that girl. TikTok made me that girl.
They're fucking lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They are.
They're lucky and, you know, a little bit ignorant, although they are quite well educated for the most part. They didn't have to be.
I think that's what kind of annoys me about that younger generation is that a lot of them, not saying all of them, a lot of them unfortunately are very educated in some senses, but not enough to represent the community when they haven't done enough to... This is going to get me into a whole other rant, so I'm going to try and stop myself here. But what I'm going to say is simply being queer isn't enough to earn a place in your community that comes with the respect, admiration, and genuine mateship, kinship that comes with being a part of this community. You can't fake that shit.
Okay.
Simply being out and proud and queer isn't enough. If you think that's enough to earn you some coin, get that pink dollar. We've got a whole other conversation to have.
But who haven't we talked shit about yet?
That's part of the reason why I went on that bit of a... It didn't help my situation. All those feelings weren't aided by the fact that Mistress was given such a horrible treatment by the fans this year to the point that she had her social media reported.
Oh, yeah, her Instagram, right?
Yeah, her Instagram was shut down
because
people kept reporting her.
Yeah.
Because she had a moment with Marsha that wasn't great.
What was the moment with Marsha again?
They just were shady and untucked. Like, Mistress told her, like, what she thought about her performance and her drag.
Oh, yeah, right.
For a good 2 minutes. And then it was enough for everyone to start reporting her account. But
was this when there were 40-minute episodes? Because that would have been, like, a third of the show.
The fact that for a moment there, untucked was half the length of it. It's so... Oh, my God. The real friends of WeHo... We should do a podcast talking about The Real Friends of WeHo.
I haven't watched it.
I bet it would be a much better experience than Drag Race, and that's saying something.
And I guess we'll feel a little bit better talking shit about those cunts.
Yep. 100%. No, we're not talking shit about drag queens. We're talking shit about the system that they're in through the lens of this television series.
Right.
I'm going to comment more on that specific thing later. But season as a whole... Obviously, this reunion did look back on so many like moments and stuff. Was there a moment you think should have had more attention, praise? Because there really were, you know, some great lip syncs that got plenty of attention for reasons.
I really like Sugar and Spice's lip sync. Okay. It could have been tighter, but I think the whole idea.
Tighter? That's the word we're going with here. It could have been tighter.
I could have been put together.
Yes. They could have been let loose, is what you're trying to say.
But you've never seen it before where someone's actually like pre-prepared to be in the bottom together to come up with something.
That's my problem.
Hilarious.
That's my problem with them. They knew they were going to be lip-syncing against each other and they planned out an entire thing.
Of course
they
were.
It didn't matter what song it was.
Honestly, there is no way that the producers would not have them lip-sync together.
Of course. I'm not saying that's the problem. I'm saying that they planned out an entire lip-sync and they had time to plan it out together and that was what they came up with.
They probably didn't have a lot of time to plan it together.
They planned every single line they said on that fucking show.
Except Snatch Game.
Except Snatch Game.
And everywhere it actually mattered. Yeah.
Everywhere else it mattered. Fuck it. You know what, Michelle? Use all the Ozempic you want. I don't care. You fucking owned Spice's ass with that trotting comment. It's the best thing that could have happened to her because now she's going to have merch all about the trot. You know, trot for your life. Trotting lives matter. I don't know.
Trotting lives matter.
Whatever comes out of it. But she's right. She was so right.
You better trot that fucking Spice.
Well, as long as Sugar gets a cut.
Yes.
Yes, of course. She shouldn't have to miss
you
out.
You better
just
cut that fucking
so
sugar.
Okay.
Oh no, don't cut the sugar.
This is not that kind of podcast. This is not. We're strictly an herbal.
Speaking of, do you know what a...
Oh, by the way, while you're here, can you roll some joints for me? Because I suck at it and I've had some...
Absolutely.
I suck
at it. Roll tax.
Thank you. Oh,
slay.
Damn it.
That read for Aura, my O, was so fun.
What was the read for Aura?
A queen with all those muscles and the only thing that's ripped is that asshole.
Wait, who said that? Was that Irene?
Poppy?
Oh, work.
Yeah.
Honestly, I'm so glad Poppy is like in on the entire thing. Yeah. Like coming to the reunion dressed as Rebecca Glasscock.
Slay. Big slay.
There's nothing more I could like, she owned it. She absolutely owned it.
But I got to admit, like, at the start of the reunion when they were going through all the queens, I was like, who the fuck are half of these people? Have I been off my face this whole season?
I did forget about Jax because I forgot that the, you know, episode that she was eliminated was a bullshit exercise to eliminate Jax, even though she... was an incredible lip sync.
That's why I hate the lip sync Lala Perusas is because you know, the queens, every drag queen has maximum 8 moves. And as Cameron Michaels has shown, you can only survive 5 lip syncs.
Max. Unless you're Anitra.
Max.
Fucking.
How many did she do?
She did like 5, including the Lala Perusa. She did like
Max.
3. And then I think, she did like 2 more. Yeah.
So it's just kind of like, we don't really want to keep seeing them do this because this is where like the stakes should be for the end of every episode rather than be, in wave season 15.
A filler.
A filler. Absolutely. Absolute filler. I'm glad they at least admitted this year that the reason they did it was because they wanted to instead of last year being like, you were all terrible in Snatch Game, so you're all going to be lip syncing.
Honestly, all this filler, the doors that Joey J has opened.
Speaking of the lip sync Lala Perusa. Thank God we had that Sasha and Anitra lip sync, even though the song was terrible.
Right.
Can we just stop pretending Fifth Harmony were a thing? Unless you're doing work from home, please stop.
I'm trying to think of another Fifth Harmony.
Exactly. let's just stop with them.
Oh my God, I went
please.
Really deep.
I am so glad that we did get that expose situation with Spice, where she was like, I'm going to choose this song because Malaysia's not going to know the words. Oh, I don't know them either. Why are people acting like that was fierce cunt? Oh my God, so iconic. White twink, yes. Keep being iconic. If any other queen did that, they would have been read the fucking house down.
Right.
Come on. I knew the words to that. Are you kidding me? I barely listened to the song, but I know the words. You have to listen to it once to be like, oh, that's challenging. And then just go through the lyrics on Spotify. It's not that hard.
I'm sorry, but since we started talking about the Lollapalooza, all I can think of is Naomi Smalls and Adrenaline.
Oh, fuck me up. Eat my ass.
I'm so.
It's.
Yeah, slay.
And
shout out to Naomi Smalls. I know you're listening.
Oh, Naomi, if you are.
Naomi!
Girl!
Girl!
And she was, I'm sorry, but she was way shadier on the pit stop than any other queen was this season. So, and so was Bianca, by the way. Pit stop this season was fine. I think Bianca was happy to get a check. Let's just say that. Mm. She didn't need it, but she was getting one.
I mean, the joke about the foot.
foot surgery. Yeah, that went on for a while, didn't it? Yeah.
Oh my God.
Brooklyn, though, Brooklyn Heights was the guest on the Lollapalooza episode, though, which was really great.
Oh, I do love Brooke.
Yeah, she's so funny. Did you see her perform, by the way? Brooklyn Heights performed a full medley of Miranda Priestley.
Oh my God, Cake and Candy.
What?
On the for the ball challenge where RuPaul decided to do a song.
When did that happen?
Sorry, you just reminded me.
When did that happen? What are you talking about?
The ball challenge for the 200th episode.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about the 200th episode. Yes.
Oh,
well, that was the ball.
God,
yes,
what in Charlie Hyde's was that?
That was, Ru, you should do something for the 200th episode. This will do.
I'm a bop and lift my knee 2 inches.
Didn't Ru say recently, like in the last challenge, the music video, like, I know what it's like, you know, I know how to, you know, what
I know
like.
How hard this is.
I know how hard this is. You don't know how hard this is. You don't know shit.
I mean,
you don't know what these queens are going through. Fucking hell.
Slow.
Oh, those queens have to get ready 5 hours before Ru shows up to set. Like, fuck off. Oh.
And they always know when Ru's on set because the aircon gets turned off so they can put it on the main stage. Where did I find that?
I think that was, that was going around. That was going around this season. Also, that Anitra, God love her. I love Anitra so much. I love her. I love her. I love her. She is.
I'll chuck one up her, yeah.
I agree.
That
too. That too. I agree that when Ru said you were born to do drag, that's the only time she said it and I believed it.
Wasn't that Georges?
No, well, yeah, she said that to Georges as well and Crystal Vizology. But that was the only time she said it and I'm like, yes, that's correct. Because Anitra, work. And you have you heard their voice? She really is that girl. If y'all haven't seen them... The clips of Anitra doing the white girl voice. It's so good. But Anitra finding the one good lighting in the workroom. Did you hear about that?
No. Oh, the one light bulb.
Yeah, the one light bulb that gave the best lighting. She scouted and she found it and she sat on that particular spot and then Sasha started doing her makeup there too by just standing there holding a mirror.
Is that the one she stole?
Yes, yeah. That is fierce. Now, Sasha Colby, let's talk about it.
Love.
I mean, at first I was like, come on. I understand she's a legend in the drag scene period. But let's stop acting like it's just hers for the taking. Oh, it was hers for the taking.
I remember
this entire season has been hers.
When the whole season was announced and like the cast and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And everyone just fucking shoved so much steam up her ass. And I was like, oh, y'all are just trying to be like, what's the word?
Noging? Is that what you... Lola Blade's fully noging about.
I'm
with her
grasping.
40, her 40 inch wig.
We laugh because I'm bald.
Excuse me, you're in geish. What are you talking about?
This is a bald cat, mama. Yeah.
I'm struggling.
Surely.
What are you trying to say?
You know, where it's a show pony kind of advocacy, activism kind of thing where people are kind of like.
Oh, they're like, oh, she's a legend in the community, but they've never heard of her before.
That.
Yeah.
Where it's just.
Like being fake.
it felt really fake. But then when I got to see her and just see how she is, she's got so much confidence and in herself and a serenity about her.
Yes.
She's fucking smart. She's talented. She's beautiful. She's gorgeous. groundbreaking, unstoppable, bus, another bus, plane, no sleep.
Put it in a blender, shit on it, vomit on it, give birth to it.
I am going to just say, can you just like get a little bit toned down on the blue contact? That was a little but otherwise the whole season, yeah, sure.
Oh, also fuck everyone who's complaining about her wearing one of the looks that she wore this season at the reunion. Why does she need to buy a whole new outfit for the reunion?
She's got a decent closet, I'm sure,
but what the, who gives a shit? She didn't.
I like how she did do a runway this season where she was like, this is what I've worn for Miss Continental, and I'm like, yes. Let's reuse our clothes.
Yes, yes.
I'm wearing pretty much everything thrifted. let's look at not being so wasteful.
Yes.
And because you can still be stunning in like a fucking 20-year-old dress.
Yes.
Even Rue brought back a look.
Okay.
Met Gala look from the Snatch Game. He wore his camp look.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't put it together.
Every now and then she brings one back.
Okay, well then, as she should. Yeah, reduce, reuse, recycle. That's what we say.
Those things have got to be expensive, and they're beautiful, beautiful gowns.
Yeah, great gowns, beautiful gowns.
So it's like, you know, it's like you don't have to be spending a lot of money to look good if you've looked good enough before.
It should cost a billion to look this good.
Okay, Beyonce is just in another era.
Sasha Colby, though.
Slay.
I am. Big slay. I can honestly say thank you to the Drag Race producers for doing something worth our time at the reunion, which was showing bonus footage of the top four in certain moments. And for Sasha, they showed bonus footage from her critiques of the music video, Blame It on the Edit. Horrible song choice, by the way. Horrible, horrible, horrible.
I mean, the girls did good for it.
The girls did good, even though it had nothing to do with the actual song.
Fair.
But thank you for showing footage of Rue that was unused, saying, you impress me.
Yes.
I've been doing this for 40 fucking years.
I'm the queen of drag.
I'm the queen of drag. But you impress me. And I was like, exactly.
But also, the amount of talent that has walked these fucking runways over the years that should have impressed you before
walking
that
fucking duck. Continue.
I mean, I'm just going to say, there's been some slay talent.
Oh my God, yes.
RuPaul could not hold a candle to.
Oh no. Every season there's a handful of like genuine, be careful, Ru, you're going to make someone who is going to eclipse you wholeheartedly. Every season it happens. Sasha Colby really did a fantastic job killing it throughout all of the challenges. The only one that she kind of on was the stand-up situation, which eventually did see Marsha times three getting axed conveniently right before the musical. But do you even remember anything from that stand-up challenge?
Oh my God, Marsha really could have slayed that musical challenge.
She would have absolutely killed it.
That's disappointing.
How convenient.
Yeah.
We can talk about shady production shit all we want, but Marsha really flop-teened in that comedy challenge because she was by herself. Mm-hmm. But the only thing I remember was a story about Selena and a hookup and she like pissed herself or something like that. I can't even remember it. It was the only thing memorable from that episode was that lip sync, Anitra versus Marsha.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
One of the greatest lip syncs I've ever seen in my life.
Come on, Michelle Visage.
It really was. It genuinely was. And, you know, got to give it up for the makeovers for the teachers. Wasn't that sweet? That was genuinely sweet.
I do love a makeover episode.
Yeah. When it's people who aren't just like, I did enjoy season 10 a lot, but the social media influences that
season
they
10.
Wrangled
oh,
up.
Oh, whoa.
Like Tyler Oakley and.
Yeah. When I think of makeover episodes, I think back to Michaela Couture.
Yes, that was the only good makeover episode in quite some time.
And have you seen her on Instagram, like living her life? She's like working with ISIS and KFC.
Yeah, she's incredible. She's on that Call Me Mother.
Who?
Call Me Mother.
Oh,
the show
with
Peppermint and.
So proud. And I think we should have more of those like makeover girlies like doing things. Like you've got Wintergreen, you've got Nebraska. You've got,
do we?
Oh my God.
Do we have Nebraska?
You've got that really angry, ashy guy from season 6 that Jocelyn made over.
Isn't he like...
I'd love to see him on an All Stars.
Did it? Oh my God, hear me out here. A secret celebrity drag race that's only makeover contestants for like one special. That'd be great.
Another guest judge that we really should have back, but is probably just too hard to get, but Nicki Minaj.
Oh, bitch.
She was great.
Bitch, I was thinking about this earlier.
Yeah? Like, actually constructive.
I was thinking about that earlier. I was thinking about Nicki Minaj on the show earlier because, do you remember when RuPaul and Massage did their podcast? Massage? Did I say Massage? I said RuPaul and Massage.
Baby, it's one Red Bull. Pull it together.
And a fucking Easter egg. Happy Easter, everyone.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Happy religious holiday to those who religion. Massage. Michelle Tin. They did that What's the Tea podcast back when the show before COVID. The COVID era, as Mistress would say. They had Nicki on, and the only thing I remember from that entire thing, oh my God, she just got on a conversation about star signs. And Nicki just goes, no, male Tauruses are the worst people on the planet. And Michelle goes, the worst. Yeah, stubborn.
Not male Scorpios?
Nope. And then RuPaul was like, huh. Anyway, and I said, thank you, Ru. As a male Taurus, thank you so much for that segue. I've never let it go. Anytime someone has brought up Nicki Minaj, I'm like, do you know she hates me? We have beef. She fucking hates male Tauruses, would fucking go to her grave saying that they're the worst people on the planet. This is personal.
Because you're a Taurus.
I'm a Taurus, bitch. It's almost Taurus season.
Look at you go.
Almost Taurus season.
What's your moon and rising?
I'm a Pisces moon. I'm a Gemini rising.
Oh.
Yeah, interesting, huh?
A little bit of duality going on.
I know. Everyone who I sold that to were like, oh, that Pisces moon makes so much sense. So like, fuck. Because that's like ruling your personality or something like that, right?
Yeah, because I think I'm a Pisces moon, aren't I?
That explains so much.
Did Aura Mayari do anything to catch your attention this season?
Besides being incredibly fuckable?
Yeah.
I really did enjoy her. I enjoyed her. I don't think she was ever meant to go far in the competition because I don't think any of them were meant to go far besides the top five.
They really weren't.
The top five were, or the top five the entire season. And that's my problem with the show.
Yeah.
That's my problem. We went an entire season knowing exactly who was going to make it to the end.
Yeah.
So with that being said, tell me, we have a finale. We have four queens. We have Lux Noir London. We have Anitra. We have Sasha Colby and Mistress Isabel Brooks. What do you think is going to happen? If you've seen spoilers, maybe don't let people know, but let us know what you think. Who is going to make a winner, baby?
I have not seen spoilers. But I do understand that they're all going to be doing a solo number.
Solo numbers. No. Yeah.
Which that's in itself is a rigmarole.
It is because you can just say.
I mean, we all saw the song that Pearl got given.
What about Kim's? Fat Feminasian.
I mean, that could have been cute. It could have been cuter.
I agree. It's very.
It's got to be Sasha.
I think it will be Sasha. Yeah. I think Sasha and probably Anitra will be top two because they seem like the top two and because they are doing solo numbers. You can just say, you're the top two.
And see, like, Anitra still has so much room for growth that should make excellent All-Stars fodder.
She would. She genuinely could be an All-Stars winner.
Yeah.
Because we would get Shea Coulee to see more. Vibe. Very Shea Coulee vibe. Very much showing up to win, no excuses.
Yeah.
It's okay, guys. It's okay that Sasha Colby is going to win. It's okay that she was always the favorite to win, and she does. It's because she deserves it. She's deserving.
Remember when Kelly Mantle was the favorite to win?
Do I? I don't think I do.
You didn't?
I don't think I remember.
Oh, because Kelly Mantle got chops. She had credentials going in.
She had credentials, but I never remember the fan base being like, oh my God, it's going to be a Kelly Mantle season. I remember them loving Adore and Courtney, obviously.
Yeah.
Or in Australia, everyone was talking about Courtney. But... No, I don't remember that.
Apparently, Kelly Mantle was set to be.
Does Kelly need All Stars? I don't think so. She's doing pretty damn well. I don't think she needs it,
but I'd love to see it just for the fun of it.
She looks stunned.
Woo!
She was fantastic on Trixie and Katja's tour as the character. Well, she played a couple characters. Fucking great. Fuck, she's. You know, we stand Kelly. Kelly Mantle for season 15 winner. That's what I'm going to say.
Plot twist.
And who knows? Maybe she's going to be on All Stars. She isn't.
Reveal yourself.
Oh my God, she's a lip sync assassin. Imagine that. Never going to happen. That is never going to happen. Like when Bianca was. Remember that? She just showed up and they're like, what?
Oh yeah, to make room for someone
and
else.
And then she was
yeah.
like, I'm out of here.
And it was mayhem.
It was mayhem.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mayhem. Do you know what I loved from Drag Race this season? Lucy, do you think you could take Lux in a lip sync? I don't know. Lux, do you think you could take Lux? Yes. I thought about tweeting. I got rid of my Twitter though. If I had Twitter, I would have put out the clip of, do you think you could take Lucy? I would have tweeted it. Quentin Tarantino talking to Uma Thurman before filming the fight scene in Kill Bill Volume 1. Do you think you could take Lucy? Yes. I'm funny. I'm funny. We will, in fact, be back next week to wrap up the season. Wrap up. We weren't even here. But I'm really, really keen to talk the finale next week. I hope you all stick around because we are going to be here and we're going to have a good time and we're going to call out the bullshit and we're going to call out all the things that we hate about people who... Can I just say one more thing?
I mean, it's your pod.
I don't need Trinity the Tuck beefing with Lux Noir London online.
Yeah, get out, Trinity.
Aquarius said it best. You were both mid. As Amanda Lepore, this is bigger than it's ever needed to be. And we don't need stars of this reality series beefing with each other when they are drag artists. And right now, we didn't talk about it because I don't want to have an absolute depressing moment on this podcast that sends me into a spiral. Drag has never been so under attack in the world as it is right now. It has never been this targeted in an effort to reduce the human rights and the existence and presence of trans people, drag artists, queer people, period. The last thing we need right now are you two fucking going at each other on Twitter. Put that energy to use.
Yeah.
Fuck off. Shut up. Stop spreading hate. Stand up for each other and you'll have a week to do it. Because if by this time next week, I'm not any more impressed with how this is being handled, not just their beef. I don't give a shit about their beef. The whole thing, the show, the fandom, everything that goes along with it. Do you know how much money I'm spending going to fucking DragCon this year? I'm going because I want to see the queens that I love.
Jada.
I'm going to see Shea Coulee. I'm going to see Bianca Del Rio. I'm going to see fucking Anitra and Sasha Colby. Like, I'm going to go and meet these people who mean a lot to me and I love, because I love what they do and I think they're incredible at it and they deserve that love. I could not.
A little bit of love.
That's not the moment.
Goes a long, long way.
Are you being sponsored by Rue? Is Rue making you do this?
No, I'm just thinking about Tace again.
Oh, she's not coming this year. I'm so annoyed. Ahura's coming, not Tace. But maybe she's got like a modeling gig or something like that. I don't know. But I'm going to be honest with everyone. I'm not super thrilled about doing this podcast in this capacity, talking about this show, if this is the environment that exists within this show. Mm-hmm. If this is what we're literally just trying to enjoy the art of drag, queer artists doing incredible things. I say queer artists, but also Matty Morphosis. But
I mean, you can be queer as an odd.
Oh,
she's
God.
Pretty queer.
She's pretty queer.
She's not a gay ass bitch like Joey J.
No. We're speaking for the Joey J's of the world when we say. But this
fucking Joey J got more talk time on this pod.
I know.
Than Amethyst, Robin, Cora,
Irene. Sorry, girls. But I'm not interested in being a part of this community. I'm not interested in being a part of this environment, this culture of a TV show that is built upon these so-called fans that call themselves fans, but spend their lives bringing these people down. Mm. You can have a discussion about what you see on TV without making it personal and bringing these people down.
Just don't fucking at them.
Just don't at them.
Oh, they don't care.
Do you know how much more fun this would be to talk about as a TV show without having to deal with the dramas that y'all make based on shit?
Yeah.
Seriously, the amount of people in the past 24 hours that have been absolutely tearing Lux to pieces, she is not bothered by you.
You must be jealous.
To quote To Kill a Mockingbird, stop screaming into the void is full.
How does she know?
Do you want me to leave that in? What a way to end this. In? Do you want? Love you, TQ. But for the very last time before we crown a winner for season 15, probably Sash Colby, go out and support local drag. Put positive things out into the world. Don't come at us and be like, you were talking shit about these queens. No, we're talking shit about the situations that are brought into our lives because of this TV show that were negative, and we want to shine positive. We want to call out the bullshit. We want everything to be celebrating queer artists, celebrating drag. That's what we wish. It's a little difficult to do that when you all keep acting a fool. So, stop acting a fool. Put love into the world. Go support local drag.
Get on Spotify. Listen to Amethyst's new music.
Listen to Amethyst. Listen to Lucy LaDuca's Let Loose. Featuring Jan and Lemon, apparently.
Yeah. And if you can't love yourself.
Wow. How the hell are you going to justify putting so much hate into the world? That's the answer.
Yeah. If you can't hate yourself, how in the hell? Oh, that's how.
That's very much how. That's how,
bitch. Do you realize how many amethysts there are on Spotify that all have the blue toque?
Can someone send us a link to Amethyst Music? Because we really are struggling here to find it on Spotify.
How is it spelled? Is it Amethyst?
That is the perfect read.
Lucy, was that right? No, Poppy. That was Poppy's read, wasn't it? No, it was Lucy's.
What a way to end this joke of a... You literally can't find it, can you? You've typed in Amethyst and you can't even find her.
There's so many fucking amethysts. No wonder she's not getting plugged.
Not by Robin anymore. We've heard that.
The Joker and the Queen, sure, that sounds right.
Put your streaming support behind every other amethyst out there on Spotify. Go support local drag, put love into the world, and we will see you next week. Lola Blades, you're always a joy. You're always a fun time. Thank you for sharing your thoughts and feels about this mess of a season that we never have to talk about ever again after next week. Thank God.
Slay.
Slay.
Big slay. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. To quote BB Rexha, slay! Slay! I'm your host, Reese. We'll be back next week. Maybe for the last time. Who knows?